I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The state is looking to pay for outside legal counsel to represent Governor Robert Bentley and his law enforcement chief. APR student reporter Katie Willem has more.
The state will pay up to $200,000 to represent Governor Robert Bentley and his law enforcement chief in a wrongful termination lawsuit. The legal action is being brought forward by the governor's fired Secretary of Law Enforcement. The governor's office has proposed to pay a private law firm up to $100,000 to represent Bentley. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency will pay up to $100,000 to represent Law Enforcement Secretary Stan Stabler. Former Secretary Spencer Collier filed the lawsuit against Bentley, Stabler, and the former Bentley advisor Rebecca Mason back in April. Bentley has said that Collier's dismissal came after an internal investigation about the possible misuse of state funds. For APR News, I'm Katie Willem.
A judge rules that the former commissioner of the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources does not have standing to continue his lawsuit against Governor Bentley and others over funding for a new hotel and upgrades at Gulf State Park. Montgomery County Circuit Judge Truman Hobbs issued the ruling yesterday, saying Charles Grimsley lacks standing to proceed with the lawsuit because the funds came from BP and not taxpayers. Grimsley's lawsuit alleges that the BP funds for the project are not authorized to be used for the work under the 2013 legislation that initiated the project. Bentley says the 350-room lodge, trails, and other improvements at Gulf State Park will be an asset to Alabama. Temperatures continue to rise, and so does the numbers of people heading to the water. So the American Red Cross is stressing water safety knowledge this summer. Alicia Anger is a spokeswoman for the Alabama Red Cross. She says it doesn't matter whether you head to the beach or stay at local waterways, there is still need for caution.
Those risks are statewide. It's in swimming pools, it's in lakes, hot tubs, anywhere for Alabamians. What we do right now, all people in Alabama should have basic water safety knowledge and skills to help them be safer and make good choices around the water.
The Red Cross is also offering swim lessons and water safety courses across the state. These classes help develop water skills and safety behaviors. Showers expected after midnight in the Tennessee Valley this evening with lows in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the upper 70s. And a 40% chance of scattered storms overnight in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-70s. The time is 4:35. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.